we're holding on Daf Mem Aleph today, and our question is, and I think we might as well just run over it quickly again. See, let's start from the bottom of Mem Aleph Beis. It takes another 2 minutes. We'll be holding again in the middle of the sugya. The Omer Rab, Ki Avinan Bei Rav Huna Iboilan Bar Bei Rav Diyasi V'Tanit to the Bale Shabbat Mahu La'ashun. What is the din if somebody is keeping a Tanit Yachid on Erev Shabbos? Does he mashlim until the end of the day, even though part of that means that he's going to be Nichnas Shabbos? Now, there's two issues over here, and I want to point this out because it's an Ageya Machlokas, really, in the Halacha. One issue is that normally if you're mashlim beyond Kol Safek, that the end of the day is here, then that means part of Shabbat has been a Tanit. Officially. Forget about whether you're hungry or not, but you have been fasting at Tanit on Shabbat. Because by the time you're sure that it's Chashecha, this is how Rashi learns, that it's actually you wait till Chashecha. There are other Rishonim who disagree, and they say that even if you're being mashlim, you're only mashlim until Shkia, not until Chashecha. Even some hold that if you daven early, you're only mashlim until you daven early. If you're Makabel Shabbos earlier and you daven Arvit earlier, the Tzibur daven, according to some, only the Tzibur daven is early, according to others, even if the Yochid daven is early. Once you're Makabel Shabbat, you certainly cannot be Mashlim. Because that is what Mashlim means. Mashlim, the day until the beginning of Shabbat. So according to them, the issue is not that you're officially fasting on Shabbat, which you're not allowed to do. The issue is only that idea of Nichnas to Shabbat Kishu Mi'uneh, not Kishu Mit'aneh. In other words, he's hungry, he's feeling uncomfortable, and these are his first moments of Shabbat. That's no way to come into Shabbat. We'll see a little bit more about that later. Well, we'll see. We'll talk about that. It's not so poshut. Actually, you're not allowed to do that. And according to the Megillat Ta'anit, you're not allowed to be koveya Ta'anit on Friday. We're not makbid on that for some reason. And it's mashmal over here. Bar Beirav, Daviyat, Ta'anit, the son even bring that it was a minhag of Talmid Chachamim to fast Erev Shabbat. And Mishnah Berurah talks about whether it's mutter as well to fast on Erev Shabbat if you're going to be mashulim. Okay, I mean, Lamaisa, if someone is makabel such a tani, then of course according to his neder, if he didn't specify in the neder, I mean, he has to be, you know, here we're talking about where you have the particular tanisim of Talmid Chachamim that worked out that way. But there's another fascinating issue here. This is a beautiful Mishnah Chachamim. The Shabbos, why is he going to talk about a case specifically in the Talmud Chacham? Mashma what? If you don't have a case like that, that you would ask about a Tanis Tzibur. It comes out in Erev Shabbat, we know that we do have such a case. The one case that we have, as our president pointed out yesterday, is Aser Avot Teves. You come out, even when you adjust the calendar, still come out on Erev Shabbat. There's a beautiful Meshech Chachman that's medayit from here. A raya to the shita that is brought is very fascinating. It's almost never that you find a shita brought by Rishonim that doesn't have a mocker anywhere, which is based on a drush and a pasuk. Listen to this. They have a drum. It's brought in various places. The Beis Yosef says, I don't know where this comes from. Like, nobody knows where it comes from. Amazing halacha. That if Asara B'Tevet comes out on Shabbat, according to us, of course, it doesn't happen. But if Asara B'Tevet would come out on Shabbat, even though Tisha B'Av is not over Shabbat, Asara B'Tevet is.
Is what?
Is Doche Shabbat. You fast on Shabbat. Like Yom Kippurim. Mm-hmm. Why? Because it's the only Tanit about which it says Be'etzen Hayom Hazeh. So Be'etzen Hayom Hazeh means, there's a whole brisker rub on this, that the other Taniyot are only referred to in terms of the month. Soma Asiri, Soma Chamishi, and the Halacha is a din in the month. So there's the Bein HaMitzarim, there's the Mishin Yichnas Av, there's an Indian that is defines it in terms of a period. Asara B'Tevet is completely disassociated with Tevet, with the time of the year. It's a particular moment at which there was an intimation of what was to come. And therefore can only be Nogea B'Etzem HaYom HaZeh. It's a beautiful thing. Where the heck does it come from? I mean, not to find any Medrash, any Gemara, and so on. There's a beautiful Meshech Chachma who says this is the Gemara. Why didn't the Gemara use an example of Asara B'Tevet Shechal B'Rav Shabbat? Because obviously, if Asara B'Tevet is Doche Shabbat, so then of course it'll be Mashalim on Erev Shabbat. It's very, very nice. Okay, so therefore the Gemara asks over here, so what about if a Yachid is being Mit'aneh? So what's the deal? So he comes and he asks this. Rabba asked this from Rav Huna. It's important to remember this, because at the end of the sugya we're going to find out that Rav Huna said something which he didn't say here to Rabba. And Rav Huna says, I don't know. So he came and asked Rav Yehuda, and Rav Yehuda didn't know either. So Rava said, look, you know what, I'm going to figure this out for myself. L'chazi anna, d'tanya, tish'a ba'av, shechal hiyot b'shabbat. V'chein erev Tisha B'Av, shechal lihiyot b'Shabbat. It doesn't matter whether it's Tisha B'Av itself, or if it's erev Tisha B'Av now, and you're about to enter into Tisha B'Av, you're having this beautiful Seudat Shlishit, Kisudat Shlomo HaMelech B'Sha'ato, fine. No problem. Eat, eat. Es kizunter eight. There's no sudan of second and so on. Chaliotish ab av be'erev Shabbat. How about now? If the erev Shabbat itself is tisha b'av, no, don't complete the fast. Maybe imo kibetsa v'ochel. Kedei shelo yikanes Shabbat kishu meuneh. In order to avoid beginning your Shabbat feeling uncomfortable and mi'uneh, so if you completed your tani, that would be the case, it's therefore necessary to eat at least a kibetza to give you some sense of satisfaction, be'erev Shabbat. And we learn, Tanya, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, pa'am achat ha'inu yoshvim lifnei Rabbi Akiva, b'tish'a b'av shecha liyot be'erev Shabbat haya, before the end of the day, the melach he ate it, and I'm sure lo shayata evla. Now this is a little bit of a problem. Lo shayata evla. I mean, if there's a halacha sholi kanes Shabbat kishu meuneh, which is the basis of this, what does it have to do with whether he wants to or not? He only did it ela laharot the talmidim halacha. I don't understand. Is that halacha that you're not allowed to be tichlis the Shabbat kishu meuneh? So what do I care if you're Rabbi Akiva and you prefer not to? You're supposed to eat. So from here,
can you just see that it was the egg that without salt it wasn't
tevla? So from here, they're medayek that the din of not being nichtas kishumuneh is only if you are meuneh. But if you're not affected by it, if you feel fine and you're not interested in eating, then there's no iser. To which some want to add, this is already a big chiddush because that's a sikta hol shul halacha. Some want to add that the din of not fasting on Shabbat to make sure that you eat before chatzot is also only said if it's bothering you that you're not eating. But if it's not bothering you, don't yet feel that you necessarily need to sit down and eat. There's no iser in going beyond chatzot without food, which happens very often nowadays. We start our minyanim so late, by the time you sit down, when chatzot could come out to 11:30, 11:20, it's easy to be mitaneh and not chatzot. It's a summer malam mitzchus based on this thing of Rabbi Akiva, because otherwise, what's the Gemara? What's Rabbi Yehuda saying? He didn't want to, but he wanted to prove the halacha. That's the din. What do you mean? You don't do it because you want to prove halacha. What's interesting also is that there's a fascinating Rabbeinu Chananel that brings over here that he has a Kabbalah that Rabbi Akiva only ate this because he was sick, and that Rabbi Yehuda didn't know. This was b'sof yamav. The doctors had been mitzava alav that he has to eat, so he wasn't really fasting. And he thought that that must be what was happening, that Rabbi Akiva was eating because it was an Erev Shabbat. But that Lamaisa, that wasn't the case. Stomach Kabbalah, interesting. Yes, sir.
Why
aren't
they bringing
out
the salt?
The Shaila is that, according to this, you should not be Mis'an U'mashin. Whereas Rabbi Yossi, Omer B'tan U'mashin. Omar lehem Rabbi Yossi, yatem odin li b'tish'a b'av shchal liyot v'chad b'shabbat shemafsik mi b'od yom. Says Rabbi Yossi, I don't understand what you're saying. Mit'aneh u'mashlim, it's not obvious mit'aneh u'mashlim. What's your problem? That the guy is keeping a tanit on Shabbat, right? So how about if Tisha B'av would be on a Sunday? And you said that, oh, you can have your Seudat Shlishit all you want. Yeah? And how about when it's almost Shkia? So do you have to stop? Do you have to stop? What do you mean, have to stop? I mean, I would normally keep my Seudah going, no, for a while. I mean, at least until it's Vaday dark. Here, because I'm afraid maybe it's already Tisha B'av, I'm going to stop a little early. Why are you stopping early? Well, it comes out that you're keeping now a Tanit on a Shabbat. Amrulo Aval, absolutely, you're 100% right. Amar Lam so what's the difference? Mali likanez ba kishu meuneh, mali latzik minena kishu meuneh. So what's the difference if he's hungry at the beginning, hungry at the end? Amrulo says, what do you mean? In Amar latzik minena, the guy just finished eating, you said, so that's shlomo bishato. I mean, boy, he's got to have quite an appetite to be meuneh at this point. Ariachal bishatak alayom kula, the guy's been doing nothing but eating and drinking all day. Tomar li kanespa mashekin, the case that we had where he's fasting Erev Shabbat. So over there he hasn't eaten. So again, it appears clear that according to Rabbi Yossi, the issue is the fast, not the subjective experience of the fast, which backs Rashi's contention that the problem over here is you'd be bashrim ad shechashecha specifically. It's a din in being mit'aneh on Shabbat, which is asur. And the lotion of kishahu me'uneh Not me, because you're subjectively feeling the inui. You see, this now is a theme here. We had it right at the beginning, we had it with Rabbi Akiva, and we have it once again here in the Machlokas Rabbi Yossi and Nefechobi. Omar Ula Halacha Rabbi Yossi. Nonetheless, we paskin like Rabbi Yossi, and you have to be mashlim. Now, Tosfos Hashita is that when we say Halacha Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi does not mean you must be mashlim. Rabbi Yossi is saying you can be mashlim. And it's interesting that the Beit Yosef is noted, that there's other Rishonim who back Tosfos on this, and the Beit Yosef is noted in that direction. But it doesn't mean you have to be mashlim matani to Erev Shabbat. The Ramah, naturally, I mean, Ashkenazim always take the high road. So the Ramah paskins that you should be mashlim. It isn't quite clear where he gets it from, as the Bir Halacha points out, because even the source that he brings, the Maril, is not clear that it means that it's chovah under all circumstances. So the Mishnah Berurah is mitzadeh. Maybe he's just saying that's the way the minhag has worked out, that people of Maisa are mashlim. So he said, this is the way it's done.
What shum are they doing? Are they private shum?
No, this has been another question. What our president raises is a very important issue. What is the raya? Our question was what to do a private tamid, and now all of a sudden we started to focus on Tisha B'Av and so on. And how do we compare the two? We'll talk about this when there's more information to come on that. Rishon Tosfos asks this question at the end of the circuit. Asks the Gemara, "Mi avdinan k'Rav Yossi?" Wait a minute. You're saying we paskin like Rav Yossi, we're mashlim. V'ramini, in gozrin tamnit ala tzibur, b'roshei chodashim b'chanukah u'b'purim. So when you have your seder of tamniyot, you are careful not to make, let's say it hasn't rained for a long time and so on, so you have to be careful not to make the tamniyot on Rosh Chodesh or on Chanukah and Purim. However, in hitchilu, once you started now a seder of taniyot, so in mafsikin, David Rebbe Gamliel, then you're not mafsikin. If it turns out that one of the days you continue to fast and still hasn't rained, you haven't been no shot, turns out, works out to be Rosh Chodesh, you're not mafsik. Om Rebbe Meir, when Rebbe Gamliel said you're not mafsik, he didn't mean that you are fasting the entire day. Certainly, Apa Pishama Rebbe Gamliel, in mafsikin, modeh haya, she'en mashlimin. It certainly admitted and paskin that you're not mashlim the whole day of Chanukah and Atinus or of Rosh Chodesh and Atinus. And as a matter of fact, the same thing was true of a Tisha B'Av Shechal Liot B'Erev Shabbat, where you are mitaneh, you are not mitaneh the entire day. Now that's Rebbe Gamliel. So you'll say, okay, so maybe we don't paskin like Rebbe Gamliel, we paskin like Rebbe Yossi. No, because it happens that after Rebbe Gamliel died, Le'achar p'tirato shel Rebbe Gamliel, nichnas Rabbi Yehoshua ala aferet devarav. Rabbi Yehoshua said, okay, now we're free of Rabbi Gamliel's overpowering nesiut, and we know there was quite a bit of political intrigue involved in all of that. So Rabbi Yehoshua says, fine, and now we don't have to follow that psak, and nowadays we will be mashlim. And he wanted to be mavato. Amad Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri al raglav. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri gets up on his feet and he says, oh, ho, 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 ho. Chazi ana debata resha gufa azel. I believe that we have to follow the head with the body. So I don't believe in this business. Well, you cut off the head, meaning Rabbi Gamliel's gone. Now the body will go its own way. That doesn't work like that. So therefore, I feel we already paskin like Rabbi Gamliel. You can't change it because he's not here. This has become the psak. V'lo haya adam she'ir er b'davar klum. Nobody said a word about it. No.
Other than him?
So nobody disagreed with Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. So you see that we have the paskin like Rabbi Gamliel and that we are not mashlim. So how can you say halacha k'Rabbi Yossi that we are mashlim? No, b'dorol shel Rabbi Gamliel, avot k'Rabbi Gamliel. B'dorol shel Rabbi Yossi, avot k'Rabbi Yossi. Okay, the members of his generation that were under his tutelage, and he was the feisek and the nasi, fine. It doesn't mean that it's a psakladari terence, whoever it is, such a thing. We don't live on precedence. Rabbi Yossi paskin, otherwise we paskin like Rabbi Yossi. We go according to the opera, and what's the problem?
Was Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yossi?
Bother Rabbi Yossi about this problem. Ubedorosh Rabbi Gamliel avot ke Rabbi Gamliel. V'atanya Omer Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Tzadok ani mibnei sinaar should say ben Binyamin, which is a little bit strange since Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Tzadok was a Kohen. How could he possibly have been mibnei sinaar when it says Ben Binyamin, that's not the name of a person. Ben Binyamin is from the Shevet of Binyamin, as were all the other, Tosus points out, all the other people that are listed in the list of the Korban Etzim in the Navi, in Ezra. It lists all of them in terms of their Shevet. Sina'a ben Binyamin was from the Shevet Binyamin, not from a gentleman called Binyamin. So Rabbi Elazar ben Tzadok HaKohen's assertion that he comes from this family is a little bit strange. Says Tosfos, it could be married into the family, and maybe he took on the chiyuvim of the Korban Etzim with them. What's so bad? Or maybe his mother was from that family. He kept his mother's minhagim when it came to the Korban Etzim. But in any event, they had, of course, as we learned it, they had an entire holiday where any family that did the Korban Etzim, so they kept their day as a holiday. And to them, it was the 10th of Av. So he says, so what happened once is that Tisha B'Av came out on a Shabbos and was a nidcha to the 10th of Av. So, dichinu li'achar ha-Shabbat, and he's aninu bo, v'lo hishonu, v'lo shiyontiv shalanu haya. We did keep that day as Tisha B'Av. However, we weren't marshaling the entire Tanit of Tisha B'Av because Asara B'Av is our holiday. Now, the mashmaut here is, of course, that every other Tisha B'Av, they were mashmal. In this case, they weren't mashmal because it came out on the holiday. But erev, the holiday, a normal Tisha B'Av, they in fact were mashmal. So, in other words, you're telling me that Taima, the Yontav. In other words, the point is that it was the Yontav itself. But on a normal Tisha B'Av, which was erev Yontav, they were mashmal. So Yontav mashmalim mean. And you're claiming that we paskin like Rabbi Yossi, and on an erev Yontav, we're not mashmalim. Amaravina, no. I mean, you can't bring a riot from that. It's no comparison. Yom Tov Shel Divrehem. I mean, that's their personal yontav, which the Rabbanan were koveya. I mean, that's not a yontav. When we were talking about not fasting on yontav, we meant yontav, Shalish Regolim, Rosh Hashanah, whatever. I mean, but maybe Enoch in army. There's a big difference. A yontav shel divrehem, mitoshe mitanim bo shaot. Look, I mean, would you have been doicha Shabbos for Tisha B'Av? No. But you were doicha there yontav for Tisha B'Av? And not the whole day, but some of the day. So you're definitely fast some of the day. You're mitanebo shaot when necessary. So if you're mitanebo shaot on mitanit, then mashli nimbo arviot. Then maybe enoch in army, you would be mashlim on the erev yontav. Because on the yontav itself, you would be at least mitanebo shaot. Whereas Shabbat, over there, hoyo v'ein mitanebo shaot. Obviously, if Tisha B'Av comes out on Shabbat, you don't keep it as Tisha B'Av. So that ain't mashli nimbo arviot. So then maybe enoch in army. You're not mashlim on Erev, so yeah, how are you going to bring a raya from here that would be a keneged Rebbe Gamliel? No. Or if I try to know you, I'll call you. So it's here that Tosfos asks, now that we've seen this distinction, we see further distinctions. Forget about the difference between an individual's tanit. And here it's even, if it's a special day de Rabbono, but it's only Rabbon, and we also see that Kavita says, how can we bring a raya now? When we started the whole circuit, we brought a raya from Rabbi Yossi, who's talking about a Tanit Chova, and we're going to bring a raya to a Barbe Rav, which was our question, who's being mitaneh his personal Tanit, which is Mashmana, that's a Tanit Rishut. It's not a Chi of Mamish. And he brings a raya from the Shilta, that's true also. It's talking, about a completely Rishut, and the Tosis brings it. So the minig is, even on a Tanit Rishut, to be Mashlim. Well, how do we get this now? Seems to be mixing two issues.
Why do they come down on Rabbi Yeshua and want to change the side of Rabbi Yossi?
No, that we were only bringing a raya. Because we're still under his bezdin now. We haven't even put up a new nasi. And you're jumping up and you're saying, okay, now we were only keeping that law because he forced us. Well, what kind of business is that? All of us here have already been mekabel that this is the halacha. Fine, somebody in his own place wants to be kovei halacha, otherwise gets into it.
That was in a different place, I guess, you did that?
It's not here. It has nothing to do with this maisa, whatever it was. It's no longer underneath those that were mekabel that din. They themselves had personally been mekabel that din. You can be chaylik, but you can't stand up in his place and be kovei halacha lokomos. So now, so Tosis is bothered by this problem. So Tosis wants to say the issue is like this, that since Rabbi Yossi, that's basically a limud by extension, since Rabbi Yossi said that even though if you were mit'aneh a Tisha B'Av is certainly not going to be Docha Shabbos. And nonetheless, Rabbi Yossi says, you're mitaneh u'mashlim. Why don't you say, but Tisha B'Av is not Docha Shabbos, so being mashlim, because of Tisha B'Av into Shabbos, is wrong. So you see that the problem of coming into Shabbat, kishuhu mi'uneh, is not the equivalent of a tanit on Shabbat. And that's all that we're looking for. So again, this is based on the issue that we raised earlier. Is the Gemara's concern with the technicality of tanit on Shabbat, the shem tanit, which is asur, or is it with the reality of the mi'uneh, the Shabbat? So Tosfos is saying, look, if Lamaisa, Tisha B'Av isn't Decha Shabbos, and nonetheless, you're going to end up fasting on Shabbos, because for the first few minutes, you're being Nichvas Kishul Mune. So you see that it's not the equivalent thing. Even a day that isn't Decha Shabbos is not the equivalent of coming into Shabbos. Apparently we're not marked on that, in which case we should say the same thing also here. That since a Tanit HaRishut, which will also not be Decha Shabbos, nonetheless, it's so fine. It's mutter to be Mashlim. When it comes to the Erev Yontif L'Divrayim, and here we're making an afkamina between Tisha B'Av and Yontif L'Divrayim. So it's the same thing. Why are we making this distinction? We're willing to bring a raya from the din of Erev Shabbat to the Tanit Yachid. Now, when it comes over here to the question of Yontif L'Divrayim of Sinah ben Binyamin, then we're saying it's different. There he says, Enoch Yinami, the reason that you are not allowed to be Mis'ana on an Erev Yontif D'Divrayim, which is a din in Megillat Ta'anit, there's no, you're not allowed to fast the day before or the day afterwards, is not because there's an Isser of Ta'anit on Erev Yom Tov. Tosfos is Mechadish. The Isser Megillat Ta'anit is V'Harayat Tosra also afterwards, which we were Mechalik here, the before and the afterwards. The reason is because they were Osech Chizuk Midivrayim, to those things that are midivrayim, in order not to be nichshal in being docha the entire din. So the remaining days of Megillat Tanit, of Purim, Hanukkah, were maybe in Enoch Yinami. The drawing wanted to be more machmir. That could be. But they were only goes with this. It comes out very interesting. They're more machmir, in other words, on the Tanit Rishut than on Tisha B'Av. Because there's less of a chashash that people will be mezaza when it comes to Tisha B'Av than on the Megillot Ta'aniyot. Okay, anyway, getting back to our... by the way, this is also a fascinating thing, because when did this take place? If it took place before the Churban, so then it seems clear that they were fasting Tisha B'Av. In this Yudo was Bishas HaChurban. It was no Yad Akra Churban, but I mean, he was alive. He was alive before the Churban. Rebbe Elazar Rebbe Tzedek was alive. He was young, but he was alive before the Churban. So is he talking about, either we're talking about keeping the holiday of the Korban Eitzim after the Churban, even though there was no longer a Korban Eitzim, or we're talking about keeping Tisha B'Av before the Churban. Either way, it's a fascinating kind of situation.
There's
a machlokus about whether they kept. That was the whole question. They wrote the dofi. Should we have the only shadows of shuvas in Tanakh? Is that question? Shall we keep Tisha B'Av or not? Now that they rebuilt the second Beit Hamikdash, to which the dofi responds very ambiguously. You idiots! Why don't you think about more important things? But because of that, there are many poskim that you can fast, but it's not a favor. We don't want to be glad that you can fast. It could be that maybe they were fasting. Others take for granted that they weren't fasting. This took place after the Churban, and that they continued to keep the holidays Megillat Tanit, as we know for a while. They weren't bevato in the Megillat Tanit until later. Omer Avina. So Shani, Shabbos, Hoyle, the Amos, and the Meshach, Omer of Yosef. Rav Yosef says, it's weird. Lo Shmili, Yashmaitza, I don't remember this whole thing. That the halachic Rabbi Yossi, that Ula says halachic Rabbi Yossi. I don't remember hearing that. Amalei Abaye, what do you mean? You taught it to us. I'll remind you where you taught it to us. Ahar Amr Nialan. Ein gozrin ta'anit ala tzibur bro shef arashim and so on and so forth. As we said before, ta'anis on Chanukah and Purim and Rosh Chodesh. Now, Amrina Nalala, Omer Evid Amar Rav, Zu Divei Rabbi Meir, Shamar Mishum Rabba Gamliel. This is Rabbi Meir's opinion, quoting Rabbi Gamliel, that you're not mashlim. Abba Chachamim Amrim, Mitaneu Mashmir. The Chachamim, on the other hand, say that Hanukkah and Purim, and undoubtedly, I mean, mentioned over there, Bechein Legabe, Erev Shabbat, undoubtedly they were also referring to the whole thing. So my love, when the Chachomim said Mitaneo Mashlim, so we said to you, so that Mechor is talking about Akulu on all of these things, including Erev Shabbat, along with Chanukah Purim. And since we see that Rav is quoted over, is saying the sheet of Rav Gamliel, Veloshin Rabim, the Chachamim Omrim, apparently Rav holds that that's the halacha. So in that way, by saying it over to us, in that fashion, you were basically telling us that halacha kribyosi. No, that has to, how do you know that it's akulu? Maybe he was only talking about Chanukah Purim over there. I think it's possibly like Rav Yossi, that Erev Shabbat, you're supposed to be Mitaneo Mashlim. And the fact is, talking about in the Stavra, it's much more reasonable that it wasn't going on Erev Shabbat. The Yisakadai that Akulo, explain to me now how it is that all of a sudden Rav Yehuda knows the answer. Rava went and asked Rav Yehuda at the beginning of the Sugya and said, what's the dinner? You Mashlim or not? And here, and there Rav Yehuda said, oh, I don't know. And here Rav Yehuda is the one who's quoting Rav, who's quoting Rav Yossi as the Chachamim, and you're being bedayek from that, that means we pass the like Rav Yossi and Erev Shabbat. But Rav Yehuda was quoting him, he didn't know that. I mean, come on. So obviously Rav Yehuda was quoting Rav only Benogea, Chanukah and Purim, not Benogea, Erev Shabbat. And you cannot bring a raya from here that the halacha is like Rav Yossi, and in fact Rav Yossi is right. Exactly. Where does this come from? Because Haboy Mine Rabba Mi Rav Yehuda back at the bottom of Amud Beis, Velo Pashatla, he never said that he knew it. Knew. That's a raya. People can't change their minds. What do we have over here? Hobgoblins of little minds. How do you explain the fact that Rav Huna is quoted by Marzutra as saying, the halacha is Mitaneu Mashlim, which is what Rav Yossi says. You can be Mitaneu Mashlim the whole Erev Shabbat. Didn't Rav ask Rav Huna? And Rav Huna said, gee, I don't know, which is what brought him to ask Rav Huna in the first place. Now you're going to tell me over here that Marzutra quoted Rav Huna wrong? Things, people grow, people develop. I mean, Rav Huna heard from Rav, and then afterwards went and quoted it. Fine, it was the same thing. So Hachanami, Rav Yehuda, what are you going to ask Rav Yehuda? He didn't know it at the time. Later on, he learned it from Rav. Now he quotes Rav as saying halacha kribyosi, basically. I mean, not in those words, but by saying the quoting it as the lashon of Chachamim. It's clear he holds that way. So Hachanami, the Shema, the Basa, the Shema. Dorash Marzutra, Mishmei the Ravuna, halacha mitzaneh, umishal mimin, and mashlim mimin. Indeed, the halacha is that we are mashlim, and as I mentioned to you, we have a big machlokas. We're showing you whether this means a chovah l'ashlim or a heter l'ashlim, as Tosfos words. Tishvah,
Erev Shabbat.
Tishvah. No, Erev Shabbat, any time. Okay. Right. Hadron halach, bakol be'arvim.
Li neder. Fantun da heilike perek.
Now, problem is, what happens if a person goes out of his tchum? Now, we know once he leaves his tchum, he's stuck. Because now, he lost his makom shmita, so he no longer has 2,000 amot. He's out of the tchum where it was mikomo. So how's he going to walk? All he has is his own place. Tachtav is the lashon of the pasuk. Ish tachtav. From the word tachtav, we're medayik. If he would lie down on the ground and spread out his hands and feet, so he would have four amot. That's what he's got. He's got tachtav. So ein lo ela arba amot. But here, he was taken out by, not of his own volition, he was taken out by nochri, or he was taken out by some type of ruach ra'ah, where he had a fit, and he was, certainly was not consciously going out of his home. Yeah, I mean, anything that takes over a mind is called a ruach ra'ah. So ein lo ela arba amot. Nonetheless, he still only has arba amot because he wakes up, so to speak, now from his ruach ra'ah, finds himself here. But yachziruhu, if the same goyim that took him out for slave labor, whatever it is they were doing, or he had another fit and now finds himself back in the tchum, so then kilu lo yatsa, then he's back where he was. He's still, the fact of having left does not mean you lose your makom shvita. So if he's back where he was, then it's okay. Now, Mashba, if he went back where he was, then he wouldn't regain his tchum. But we'll see this in the Gemara. Natnuhu bedir, or besar. Now, suppose the Ruach Ra'ah deposited the guy in an enclosure, an animal enclosure of some kind. Rabbi Gamaliel, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Omrim, Ma'alechet Kula. Okay, Holy Kula, you're a Kheret. Sorry. If they brought him into a different city and now there's Mechitzot around it, which is the equivalent of Mechitzotis. So basically, it's all, like Rashi said earlier, between all the houses and everything else, it's all one area. Nothing of a deer or besar where there are Mechitzot. So Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria, Omri, Malechet Kula, that entire area is one Arba Amot, as big as it is. I don't care if it's New York City. That's one Arba Amot. The entire city. Whereas Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Akiva, Omrim, Ein Lo Ela Arba Amot, even within the city, since he wasn't there on Shabbos, so he's not going to Shvi'is. So that's not his place. His place is still Tachtav. We'll see whether that particularly is the issue, or whether there's a question over here of a Gezerah, that people will be mix up the case where he goes out himself to a case where he's deposited. That we'll see later.
Well, even if they like Edim will come to be made or Eretz HaKodesh, right? And they come to get the bad itself involved, right?
Yeah, okay, but there's other issues involved, clearly.
Ma'aseh
Shabom Mipandrasin. This is identified as Parias by most of the Mefarshim. So they were in, yeah. So they were in a port. Whatever. So they're in a port from far away. The Vifligas v'natam bayam, and the boat took off on Shabbos, removing them from their tchum. So Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Akiva were all together on this boat. Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria, who held that you could be mahalik eskula in a deer v'sahar. So they were mahalik eskula. They walked across the entire boat. Whereas Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Akiva, lo zazu mi'arba amod, they stayed exactly where they had been at the point that the boat left the port. Sheratzu la'achmir al atzma. Now, obviously, we wouldn't have said sheratzu la'achmir al atzma if they held that that's the halacha. Apparently, a boat is not the same as a deer v'sahar. The reason that a boat is not the same is because you're constantly moving to a new tomb anyway. What's the point of staying in the arba amod? But we'll see this in the Gemara. Well, we're going to talk about the case. The Gemara will explain what happens here with the boat. So, pam achat lo nifnesu la namal. Now, there was also another time where the boat pulled into port on Erev Shabbat, but it didn't come into the port until it was already after Chashikha. So, they wanted to know whether they could get onto the ground. What do you hold? Is it mutter to get off the boat or not? You can get off. Now it said, the Gemara explains that Rav Gamliel had a triangulation instrument with a telescope attached, that he was able to tell precisely how many amot they were from shore before they arrived. So I was looking in my telescope. We had arrived within 2,000 amot. If you're going to be going on these kind of journeys, make sure you've got patented laser scope so that you know where you are. So,
Ayino
b'toch
ha'tchum
ad shelo chashecha.
So, the
we were already here.
The boat was, or from the village?
No, we were within the city.
Sure.
So we're not, this is our marker. We were here in the beginning.
It was up to the shore. But,
yeah, to the port. Turn her up on. There's three things that make people crazy to do what they don't really want to do, what God doesn't want them to do. The Elohim, Ovdei Kochavim, which is the mission, Ruach Ra'ah, which is the mission. And the one we don't mention is Dikduke Aniyut. People get desperate. They get desperate now, but if the guy comes in from Europe, he doesn't have a job, his family is starving, he needs to work on Shabbos. He ends up because of Dikduke Aniyut is working on Shabbos. Lomainat Kamina, huh?
Relative.
Dikdukianiyut is dikduki. A person has to be advanced.
It's subjective. It's objective. The person feels.
Yeah, I know. I mean, that's funny. You to me. Are you looking for a heter?
No, I'm thinking. The person's not Samantha Patelka, so the guy knows.
Dikduki. Dikdukianiyut means on the slightest, every little slight thing. That's the trap. Dikduki. I can't do this and I can't do that. And I was, it's crushed. You're being crushed by it. Lamai nafkamina, what do we have to know this for? Let me go rachmi alayu. This is something a person should always be misfollowed on, that he shouldn't get into these kind of pickles. Shlosha, Elohim p'nei Gehinnom. There's three people who don't go to hell. Elohim, people who have suffered through dikutei aniyut. People who have suffered through stomach illnesses, because that just gets it all out of you. V'choli me'ayim, v'arashut. And anybody who's involved with the government, forget it. I mean, it's just living hell. So, Rashi learns rashut means people who are being sued. The courts are after them. The IRS is after them, whatever. Their life is constantly a problem. But Tosha says it means somebody who is involved with the government. In other words, their government. He's talking about, you know, something like Stalin. They're having a wonderful time at the Stalin.
He's getting closer.
Yeah. They're having just a great time at the cocktail party, wondering if you're going to be alive by the end of the night. So that guy, you know, yeah. If you've got a bad wife, she's put you through hell already. There's no reason to go through it twice. That's right. The Edad. So why doesn't the other man be on our list already that? I mean, certainly you're not chaylik that that's hell, are you? What are you putting up with a wife that's hell? You should have gotten rid of her. The Edad is in the Ketuvatam Rubai, which it might be too expensive to get rid of her, so then you're stuck with her. Inani, or it might be Itlebanim Inan, he doesn't want to have problems with the kids. So he's stuck with her. He can't. Whatever. I mean, obviously, we know that there are situations where divorce is not really a viable option.
Uh-huh. So it can't be Medakmeh.
No.
Stay together.
No. Lamai Nafkamina. So what do I have to know about not going to hell? And the Kibbutz Ni'ava makes it more tolerable. You say to yourself, all right, at least it's
okay. Even unless you're not learning. Is the Rashi Brisa with a certain type of learning that if you do, your life will be ahead of him, you'll have Gehenna afterwards?
You're talking about Rava, Tarta Gehenna. Don't go to hell twice. So if you learn Torah, Shalom Lishma, you just make yourself miserable. You'll be having a good time. You're not Mekayim it properly. So you might as well enjoy all of Mazah. You would have to suffer both worlds.
I remember this discussion.
Yeah. But anyway, Tosfos asks a fantastic question here. Why does the Gemara say that there's only three things that are Mavir and Adam al Dato? How about the Yetzer Hara? Because we know, it's clear from many sugyas, that there are times that you cannot be misgavah on the Yetzer Hara. It's even Shul Aloch, a woman who's being raped. You come to save her. And she says, no, I'm having a great time, don't stop. She is Muteris, and he's still considered to be a rapist. Because she can't turn off at this point. So she's anusa al pi yitzra, and that's a different issue. We don't consider that to be her own volition. So that, I mean, that's already a halachic concept. So why don't we include that in Mavirino Torah, which is an unbelievable. Tosfos's answer is also amazingly appropriate. Tosfos says, because you can avoid getting into that kind of situation. In other words, to say that you are where you are because the Yetzer Hara has taken over and you have no choice is only true once you put yourself into that matzah in which now you're being given over into the hand of your Yetzer. But it certainly would have been possible for you to have created circumstances where that wouldn't have happened. So Mimela, that we don't say that, what a shame. Mavirino Adam Adato. Yeah. It's not quite the same. I mean, it doesn't mean he can't be discovered in Rosh Hashanah. It means that he's been. It means that that Rosh Hashanah, he's now living. I mean, but he could have made himself a shaykh. You have to open up the door to a Rosh Hashanah.
Really?
It's not the equivalent of saying honest. It's not honest al b'yitzra. Every aver is honest al b'yitzra. It's not true. I don't remember hearing anything about that. Did you hear anything about that?
Go on. That she was.
Cohen's wife was raped. Is
no, that's what I'm trying to understand. Or a woman who was raped who said she was Muteris and he was still a rapist. So
she's not Chayevis.
So she's not.
But she's Muteris to her husband who's a Yisrael. Where did I ever say that?
Yeah, that's why I was clarifying.
Cohen is Asur on a woman who was even on the Sabbath.
You just said Muteris and I didn't.
Okay, I'm making it clear. Any Kohanim should be well aware of the fact that Chas V'Shalom never need to know the halacha
l'maaseh. Amen, but I said
okay. Well. Very good. So, the next thing that we have three of is Shlosha Meitim Kishay Misabrim. There are three people who can die while they're sitting there and talking to you. Meaning that you don't see any evidence that they're about to keel over, but if you know they're suffering from a particular thing, you should not be shocked if they're there one moment and not there the next. Somebody's giving birth, she may suddenly hemorrhage, or suddenly just die on the spot, having a perfectly normal conversation with you. The Hadrokan, we have this, we're not, it's the diphtheria, so it's not 100% clear. The Minafkamina, what difference
does
it make?
Right?
Yeah, it's a disease that involves the entire digestive tract.
Not diphtheria, we don't know what it is.
It's not clear.
The digestive
Getting born, I mean, actually, even though we say it's tummy, it's not really tummy. But you wouldn't know. You have to be a doctor for that. What's the nafkamina? La'alocha. The nafkamina is in terms of how to deal with it. Somebody can be in that matzav, and you can order tachrichim, and it's not considered to be something that's a ridiculous thing to do, and so on. So it's not. It's not out of any bad wishes that somebody would make plans for demise.
What is the last word in the
book? Zavdata is provisions. Omrim, that's where mizvada comes from. Modern Hebrew mizvada is based on the Gemara of Zavdei leZavdata, pack up his supplies. We call him mizvada. But it's interesting that in the Gemara, it always refers to tachrich. So all these guys were going livalot, meaning maybe what leyibalot. Omrim Nachman, Omrim Shmuel. Yatzala dat, Elo el Arbamo. The guy who would walk out on his own outside of the tchum, he's only got four arms. Sheep, I understand. Obviously, the Mishnah is talking about where you left even by force. Ashtem, he shots you nochrim in el Arbamo. Yatzala dat, me boy. The guy himself is going to go out, and so then he certainly has lost his Mokum Shmisa. Sorry. I meant Chazar Ladat. If he would walk back himself, he still wouldn't get back his Mokum Shvisa. I can read the Mishnah myself also, no? Mishnah says, Yechzirun Nochrim, Kigul Lo Yatza. And if the Goyim brought him back into town, then it's as if he never left. Isn't that clear? That it's only because Hachziru, they brought him back. So who the Kigul Lo Yatza? That's the only case where it's as if he never left. Avalotziu Nochrim V'chazar Ledad. However, if Nochrim had taken him out and then he walked back, it's rather clear from the mission, is it not, that Ein Lo El Arba Amot. So I still don't understand what it is that Shmuel said that you're quoting over here. Well, no, you're right. Ella, I mean, like this. Yatza Ladad V'chziru Nochrim Ein Lo El Arba Amot. I meant that if he had gone out of his own volition and then Goyim bring him back in, then you shouldn't think that he gets back his Arba Amot since he didn't come back in himself. I understand. Well, that's also obvious from the Mishnah. Anami Tanina. The Mishnah sets up a case where Hotiyu Nochrim Ve'achziru Nochrim. So there it says Kilu Lo Yatsa. Mashma only Hotiyu Ve'achziru Hu Kilu Lo Yatsa. But had it been one direction of his own volition, Yatsa, it would have been Ladat. So then Lo, then even if Achziru Nochrim, it wouldn't help. So what do I need Shmuel for? Well, that's already not such a good deal. Because Ma'al the Tamil, it's Stodim Katoni. I could certainly think the Mishnah would say two separate issues. That Mishotziu Nochrim V'chazar Ladat, Eino El Arba Amot. The first thing to be Medayak is Mishotziu Nochrim. So then, if he would go back himself, he doesn't get his Arba Amot, and that's why we say, only if there's zero Nochrim. But maybe Yatzalad Avichziru Nochrim. It could be that the only important element in the Mishnah is that it would have to be Avichziru Nochrim. But maybe Bikilu Lo Yatza, even though he went out Ladat. Therefore, Shmuel wants to make it very clear, the Mishnah is true in all directions. Whether he had gone out on his own and Avichziru Nochrim, or whether he had come, whether he went back on his own, where he went to Nochrim, he never gets his Arba Amot, his Tchum Mokum Shvisa, original Mokum Shvisa, back. Both name me Rava. Listen, I mean, the guy who's stuck in his Arba Amot has to go to the bathroom. And now what? What happens? And there's other people about him, around him, and so on. I mean, what are we going to do? He's going to be sitting there in it. I mean, what's he supposed to do over here? Oh, he said, that's a different issue. If that's the case, we know we've had this about Lotasur and the Rabbanan. So Tchumim are only the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan is certainly not going to embarrass someone, say he should sit in his Arba Amot and make his Arba Amot his bathroom as well. That's not a question. Amri Nardoi said to Nardoi, so if the guy's got any brains, once he has the right to go to the bathroom, I mean, he might as well go to the bathroom back in his own tchum, and once he's in his own tchum, so now he was chazar b'rishos, so he's chazar b'rishos, he's got his tchum back.
How do we know he's got
so epikeach, why should he? He didn't do anything wrong. So epikeach hu, ayal tchuma, he should go in his own direction. The keep unto all, it's not going to be worse than yachziru nochrim. What he did was completely with b'rishos.
It's within a reasonable distance. If he's Hotziu Nochrim too far,
well, yeah, okay. So once he's able to get back into his chumash, that's where he's got to go, and that's where he's got
to
go. What's that? We rely on his judgment, but you'd have to be a real doctor to know that.
Absolutely.
Umrif Papa. How about Peirot Shiatsu Chutzetchum? Remember that we learned that an object also has a tchum. So if somebody owns an object and he's in his particular makom, so then you can only move them about within the tchum of that person. Says Rav Papa, but anybody who removes a pri, pumpkins have a very hard time fighting you when you're pulling them out of the tchum. So they're always basically anusim, the poor pumpkin, been taken away from its place. And therefore, as soon as you bring it back, the pumpkin's allowed to move wherever it wants. So therefore, you can move it about again. My time, anusim, you know. They're always anusim. So it's the same thing as having a goy take them out. Eisei Rav Yosef Bar Shemaya Rav Papa, Rabbi Nechemiah, Rabbi Eliezer, and Yaakov Omrim, Lo'olam Asurim, Achi Yachzeru L'Mekoman Shogigin. It's always Asur to move these perot out of the Arba Amot, or to eat them, because it was came from the Chutzatrum, even if they had been brought back, unless they were Choser B'Shogeg, but not B'Mezid. So you see Shogegin, B'Mezid Lo, and you're saying they're always Anusim, and therefore it's always considered to be irrelevant, Shogeg Mezid. We look at the Pri vis-a-vis its own Makom Shvita is always an Anus. And it says the Gemara Tanoi, actually you're right. This is a Machloket Tanaim, which we shall see Bezrat Hashem tomorrow.